Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Prepare yourself for an engaging conversation about heart transformation and divine grace. We'll delve into the significance of having a new heart and spirit, the essence of the new covenant, and how this promise extends to everyone. So, get comfortable and join us as we journey through these powerful biblical insights and reflect on their relevance to our lives today. Today's Bible verses are from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you so that you walk in my statutes, observe my ordinances, and keep them. That's Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27.
Today's Bible passage presents a remarkable promise from God, the gift of a new heart and spirit. Think about that for a moment, a new heart and spirit given directly by God. Our hearts, burdened as they may be by life's hardships and our own mistakes, can often become rebellious and hardened against Him. We stray, we struggle, and sometimes we even shut down emotionally and spiritually. But here's the incredible news. God is in the business of transformation. Through His unparalleled grace, He promises to turn our stony hearts into hearts of flesh. This means a heart that is not only softened, but also sensitive and responsive to His word. No longer will we be encased in the cold, unyielding hardness of our old ways. Instead, we'll be renewed from within, with hearts that beat in unison with God's desires and statutes. Imagine the profound difference this makes, a heart that truly understands, feels, and aligns with the divine, a heart enriched with compassion, love, and obedience to His commands. This divine heart transformation represents not just a change in our emotional state, but a deep spiritual renewal that impacts every aspect of our lives. That's the extraordinary promise of a new heart and spirit, straight from God's boundless love and grace. This isn't just any promise, it's a new covenant involving heart transformation. God promised to replace a heart of stone with a heart of flesh within His chosen people, Israel. They were the people through whom He would bring the Messiah into the world. This promise reaches its fulfillment through Jesus Christ. By trusting in Him, anyone can experience this profound transformation. This new heart isn't just a fleeting change, it's a complete renewal that makes us more sensitive and responsive to God's word and His will. Through Jesus, the promise of heart transformation becomes a reality, accessible to all who believe in Him. The new covenant means having a renewed heart and enlightened mind, bringing transformation from the inside out. With this transformation, we are called to walk according to God's commands every single day. However, it's crucial to understand that this isn't something we can accomplish on our own. Our human efforts alone aren't enough to change our hearts or align our lives with God's ways. It's God who performs this miraculous work within us. He is the one who softens our hearts and fills us with His Spirit. This divine empowerment is what enables us to live out His truth and experience genuine transformation. What's even more incredible is that this promise is inclusive. It isn't limited to one group of people. Whether Jew or Gentile, anyone who trusts Jesus can experience a renewed heart and transformed life filled with joy and freedom. This universal promise offers hope and transformation to all, breaking down barriers and uniting diverse peoples under a shared promise of divine grace and renewal. Imagine the power of a collective transformation where hearts and spirits across the world are renewed by God's love, each person walking in joy and freedom. Let's take a moment to reflect on this divine promise. Allow it to resonate deeply within us as we invite God to create in us a clean heart, guiding us in His ways. True transformation happens when we surrender to Him, enabling us to walk in His statutes and experience His love and grace.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with gratitude for the remarkable promise of a new heart and spirit. We acknowledge that our hearts have often become hardened and distant from You, weighed down by life's burdens and our own failures. But in Your infinite grace, You offer us transformation, a heart of flesh, soft and responsive to Your word. Lord, we ask that You renew us from within, filling us with Your Spirit and aligning our desires with Yours. May our lives be a reflection of Your love, compassion, and obedience. Help us to walk in Your statutes, fully surrendered to Your will. Thank You for this gift of renewal, which is made possible through Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on the Rise and Walk podcast. We hope today's discussion about God's promise of a new heart and spirit has inspired you. Until next time, remember to walk in his love and grace every day. Goodbye, friends. May God's blessings be upon you always. Blessings to you.